Thank you. The music business is a deep and shallow money trench where pimps and thieves roam the hallway, where good men die like dogs. There's also a negative side, Hunter S. Thompson. This is KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles. I'm Dickie Landry. Thanks for listening.
And that is Dickie Landry, who we were talking about. I'm going to ask Dickie when I introduce my first cut of the night by Yusef Lateef with the Kulin Tang and Buddhist flute. There's a couple other flutes there, too. I'll have to remember. Anyway, Dickie would know what it is. Dickie Landry. And we just heard from Chris Potter from Boots. His album Boots, and or the cut Boots from Ultra Hang, his album Ultra Hang. Everybody knows that record. It's a hot record with Adam Rogers on guitar, of course, and Craig Taborn on keyboards, and Nate Smith on drums. It's just a hot album. Before that, we heard from great vibist Bobby Hutcherson from... 82 Contemporary Records with John Koenig as mixing and the producer too, with McCoy Tyner on piano, Herbie Lewis on bass, and Billy Higgins on drum. We heard the Bobby Hutcherson composition Messina. There's an interesting something on this, which you may have not known, but for this album, we had originally planned to present Bobby solely in a quartet format with kindred spirits of the highest possible musical order. However, during our planning stages, Bobby had an almost tragic mishap with a power lawnmower in which he sustained an injury to the index finger of his right hand, which nearly ended his career. And during his convalescence, he had time to reflect, and he wanted to do this record. So Koenig says he was wondering about it, but of course, it's always great. Bobby Hutcherson is one of the greatest vibraphonists to live, period. He's great. And great composer, too. And that would have been a drag. You lose your finger, whoa, when you're playing vibes. If you ever seen people having to hold four mallets with two hands. Whoa. It's great. And before that, a little home-based brew back into the 20s of Chicago, where all New Orleans jazz musicians went to record and make some money. This one's actually from Richmond, Indiana, April 5th, 1923. We heard King Oliver's Canal Street Blues. This is on the Dicio Prinsop label from Europe, with King Oliver cornet, Louis Pops Armstrong cornet, Honoré Dutré on trombone. Honoré, that's a great first name. You just don't hear it often. I guess General Honoré. Johnny Dodds clarinet, the great Lil Hardin on piano, and Baby Dodds on drums. William Johnson on banjo, and this was composed by King Oliver and Louis Armstrong, and I think this session is before, he married Lil Hardin. She still was Lil Hardin back then. And at the top, featuring a CD that is just handed to me, I'm so glad to have it, just from recent this year, from... we heard August Heat with, of course, Eltoné Cookie on Sauton on vocals, guitarist and leader extraordinaire, at least the one who handed me the CD, John Kent Pierre August, which we all know in the Zydeco community is Ken August. Ronnie Saunier on bass, keyboards and background vocals, Tony Lee, or Leah, drums Michael Joe Cesar, and background vocals, Lexis Salton. Yeah. And we heard Moving On, and this is Closer, and they're out playing. You can see them locally around here, around Lafayette, just keep an eye on the paper. There's a couple more cuts here we want to, I don't know if we'll get to them this week, but we're going to get to them, that's for sure. You're listening to Passport to Modern Jazz. I'm DeJama Gagne. And I wanted to, I got inspired by all this guitar stuff. I got to play some, that's right, Lenny Bro on this one. This is Lenny Bro and Brad Terry, the Complete Living Room Tapes, released in 2003. These are notes by Elliot Simon. It is almost trivial to compare Bro to other jazz guitarists. And that's Bro without an X. He's Canadian. In that calling him a jazz guitarist is somewhat of a misnomer, as Bro amazes as an innovator and master of disparate styles, genre becomes irrelevant. He is shown to be at home, country flat picking on Cannonball Rag and 9-pound Hammer, which is his parents had a country band, and he was just a little kid, and he would be picking leads. He could have been, he could have been 5 years old. I don't know. But anyway, that's where he grew up playing, so he knew all this country really well. And playing flamenco on flamenco, Send in the Clouds, and interpreting the jazz standards How High the Moon and Stella by Starlight. There's a few vocals I'm not going to be able to get to, but they're hilarious. He's just a griot, entertainer extraordinaire, but his jazz and lines, and he just never runs out of lines. He also has some great album with Farlow, Cal Farlow, and there's a cut, I can't remember what it is, but it's like he, will you let Tal take a solo? And he's so hot, he got to finally sit in there and play with the great guitarist, Tal Farlow. And it's just a duo too, and they're just jamming away. That's a great album too. So we're gonna hear the tune by our previous pianist McCoy Tyner, and who was with John Coltrane. We're gonna hear his tune Visions. And you're listening to Passport to Modern Jazz. Thank you.
KRVS, 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.
Donald Harrison and Herlin Riley, too, on drums. Matt Belisarius on guitar. That is hot. And coming up, a little Shakti to take us out of the show. Before that, we heard from Peter Bernstein with Larry Golden and Bill Stewart, Nobody Else But Me. We heard a live version of that. That's going to be it for the show this week. Programming on KRBS comes to you each week through the generous support of listeners like yourself, and all public radio included, and the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. The University of Louisiana at Lafayette joins you in support of our programming and KRBS. For more information about KRBS and to pledge your financial support, please go to KRBS website, krbs.org. Fundings from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting supports KRBS's broadcast of local programming, as well as programs purchased from outside sources like Afropop Worldwide. This is DeJohn McGagne. Passport to Modern Jazz. We see you next time.